just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me?
Hello, good afternoon and welcome. Yes, it is Monday, July the 2nd. This is Robbie Noel with the flip side on a, crazy shortened week. 2 days, then we have the vacation, then we're back for 2 days. Like getting 2 Mondays back to back. Anyway, this program is sponsored by the Public Trading Group. We have a...
I'm not sure whether we're on the air or not, John. Okay. Good morning, folks. We were having just a little bit of technical difficulty getting the things rolling this morning. I am the first show of the day, and it's early everywhere. And if I'm sleepy, everybody's sleepy. That's just the way it is. So, good morning, folks. You are listening to the Prophetic Watchman Show on the Republic Broadcasting Network early Sunday morning. And I'm Kenneth Uptegrove, your host for today. This program is heard on Sunday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time every Sunday morning. So please have your pencil and paper handy, because I will be bringing information that I'm pretty sure you will want to write down. This morning we're going to have two guests. Carl Sanders is becoming a regular. And he will be on just a little after 8 this morning, in the next hour. And we'll have a very special guest this morning from Sacramento, California, from the Tribulation Network. His name is either Dean or Denny McGriff. I'm not quite sure of the pronunciation of his name yet, but we'll find out this morning. He is a writer like me, and many of his articles are on the coming depression, like mine are. By the way, if I said Central Time, I really meant did I say Eastern Time? At any rate, I was just corrected by my wife. Evidently, we are in Central Time, not Eastern Time. I don't know how I did that, but it's early. I haven't had my first cup of coffee yet, guys. But at any rate, going back to our guest, we will be talking to him later on this morning. I'm not quite sure what time he'll be calling in, but we are looking forward to that. We'll tell you more about him in a minute. Right now, I need to tell you something very personal about myself this morning. I am not angry, and I don't hate anybody. I do not attack, and I do not defend. I simply present a Bible-based view that is intended to stretch, encourage, and inspire all who will listen.
Hi, this is John Statman, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine-tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719. Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife Frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Back. And this is the Prophetic Watchman Show on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And slowly but surely, everything is coming together. We will soon be professional again. Okay, so where was I? Yes, I was talking about the fact that I am not angry. So since I got caught off guard by that last the commercial break, let me say again, I am not angry, and I don't hate anybody. I do not attack, and I do not defend. I simply present a Bible-based view that is intended to stretch, encourage, and inspire all who will listen. I do not insist on being right, just heard. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, this is often called the love chapter, Paul said that if we are not ministering with love in our hearts, we have no right or ability to minister Jesus Christ to anyone. When I read the word love in the love chapter, I immediately think of the fruit of the Spirit listed in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. It says, from the King James Version, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Folks, love personifies, is seen in all of the other fruit of the Spirit. Anyhow, it is my goal to minister in the fruit of the Holy Spirit this morning. Today I want to talk about the state of the church and the church and the church is the sum total of all Christians who profess Jesus not only as Savior, but as Lord as well. So I really like this statement that Jesus needs to be Lord of your life. If he isn't Lord of your life, folks, he may not be Savior of your life. Believing in God and Jesus is not enough to have eternal life. I hear so many talk shows where they talk about belief in God, but they never mention Jesus. And even there, there's a step further to go. Satan and his fallen angels more than believe in God and Jesus. They spend eons in the presence of the Father and the Son, yet they are condemned for eternity for rebelling against God. And something else I will be teaching on this morning is the word Protestant. The word Protestant is supposed to mean one who protests Roman Catholicism, the Protestants, Protestantism. But the truth is, all Protestantism is more Catholic than they can ever imagine. But a quick history lesson will help clarify that. And once again, I do not mean to condemn it, just simply point out the historical facts. Is Christianity a religion? Is Christianity just one more religion? Or is Christianity really a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? What is a Protestant? Protestantism is still a very Catholic. Well, see, let me start over again. Say that again. What is Protestantism? Let me ask this question. Is Protestantism still very Catholic? Are even the evangelicals and Pentecostals still steeped in the traditions of Catholicism? If so, how and is that bad? My goal this morning is to give a history lesson and to stretch you with the Word of God and to encourage you to grow in Christ. And I intend to do it graciously and not to bash and trash any doctrinal group. I just hate to hear that done. My study of church history and human nature tells me we all are just so human. And humans are by their very nature sinful, and we miss God all too often. We Christians believe the Bible is the holy, infallible Word of God, but that does not mean that we understand all of the Bible or that we practice all that the Bible teaches. Why then are there so many thousands of different Christian denominations? So please listen in and call in this morning, okay? No, I'll go back to introducing the guest that I'm anticipating sometime this morning. Once again, Denny or Dennis McGriff. It spells his first name D-E-N-E. So you guys help me. How would you pronounce that anyhow? And he will be calling in from Sacramento. Since it is 2 hours earlier there than it is here in Arkansas, that is really a sacrifice for him. Denny McGriff is the co-founder of a very popular website called Pergamos Ministries Presents the Tribulation Network, and the website address, you might want to write this down, is www.thetribulationnetwork.com, and there's a dash between the words, The Tribulation Network. This website has over 14,000 visitors every day who read their articles, primarily on eschatology. And once again, eschatology is the study of end time events. Like, for instance, are you pre-millennial, are you pre-tribulation, or mid-tribulation, or post-tribulation, are you a preterist? These are all terms used to describe the different schools of eschatology. So please visit this website if you haven't already. Like I say, most of their articles are on that subject, but subjects relating to it. It's what will lead us into what news events of what is going on right now that is leading us into that time. One of the features on the Tribulation Network is something called Craig's Corner. But in the next 2 or 3 days, there will be a sister feature we are calling Ken's Corner. That'll be my article. And we spell corner K-O-K-O-R-N-E-R. We deliberately misspell it because it rhymes well with Ken's Corner. My articles will be about preparation physically, mentally, and spiritually for end-time events, such as my popular article that you hopefully have read by now, The Mother of All Conspiracies. And my book, Dawning, The Next Great Move of God, will also be featured someplace on this Tribulation Network website, as well as this show. This show will also be advertised. Just in general, this will an all-new work. We've had a whole bunch of email exchanges and a few phone calls, but mostly it all started with a visit. And I'll get to that later when Dean gets on the phone. I want to get back to the history lesson that shows where we got so many of our traditions from. We may think these traditions came out of the Bible, but actually they came out of Catholicism. In the book of Acts, in the Bible, we see that they did not have churches. They met in homes and sometimes in synagogues. There was no such thing as laity. Everyone was expected to minister in these small groups, as seen in 1 Corinthians 14. You might want to write that down and read this chapter later, 1 Corinthians 14. The Acts model of the church had apostles and prophets, as well as evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Write down Ephesians 4:11 and read that later, too. That's where it lists these five ministries, sometimes called the fivefold. Why don't we see this Acts model church today? Where did it all end? Enter Constantine and Roman Catholicism in about 325 AD. Even though non-Christian doctrine was already creeping into the church in the first century, it really made a surge at this time in history with Constantine, when he supposedly became a Christian and made Christianity the state religion of Rome, who had already martyred many, many Christians. The pagan temples of Rome were converted into Christian churches or cathedrals. That is the origin of the church building, with its towers and bells and stained glass windows and all that. The hierarchy of Romanism, with its priests, cardinals, bishops, and popes, replaced the Ephesians 4:11 ministries of the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. That is where it all stopped. But Martin Luther's Reformation brought back a small part of what was lost in the 300s in Constantine's day. Actually, there was a lot of godly men throughout the centuries that restored much of what was lost, only to be martyred. I would like to mention that one that came on the scene just shortly before Martin Luther, about 50 years prior, was called the Anabaptists, and the word Anabaptist meant rebaptized, and today they are the Mennonites, the Amish, and the Brethren. Well, we're coming into another break, so please come back and we'll tell you more about Martin Luther and how he began to restore some of the things lost in the Acts model.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E. Documents, plural.com.
Well, I think we are back, and we are back this time with a different headset. We keep upgrading here this morning as more things get up and on the line. It says, I'm not sure, but I think I saw a message saying that I have a caller. Okay, I see. We are expecting the caller, but he's not in yet. So we shall continue. But at any rate, folks, this is the Prophetic Watchman Show, and you are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and I am Kenneth Upchurch. My website address is www.arkhaven.org, and that's arkhaven.org. And my email address, if you want to write to me, is ken@arkhaven.org. So that's K-E-N, short for Kenneth, the little @ arkhaven.org. And the website address for Republic Broadcasting is www.republicbroadcasting.org. There's no spaces or dashes or anything. Just treat Republic Broadcasting as one word. Okay, let's go back to our lesson. We were talking about Martin Luther. God used this remarkable Catholic priest to restore salvation by grace, and also he restored the pastor to Christendom, something that had been lost for a long time. But he only wanted to reform Catholicism. He really wasn't trying to restore the Acts model. But give him a break, one revelation at a time, folks. Since the Pope excommunicated Luther, his desire to reform the Pope failed, but not the revelation God gave him. Luther was protected by his prince, the Elector Frederick the Wise of Saxony, And Frederick the Wise kept Luther hidden at the Wartburg Castle. Otherwise, he would have also been martyred. All of the Catholic churches in Saxony were closed at this time because of the prince's opposition to the what the Pope is trying to do to his preacher, Martin Luther. All the Catholic churches in Saxony were closed, and many of the priests from these churches came to Luther to receive salvation by grace, not works, and to be trained under Martin Luther. Then they were returned to their churches as pastors rather than priests, and thus the pastor was restored to the church as well as salvation by grace. And I might add also, let's see, no, I guess it wasn't Martin Luther who restored water baptism. It was the Anabaptists who rebaptized people, meaning that the Catholic Church baptized babies, but they baptized people after they had made a profession of faith in Jesus Christ, the Bible way. Not until John Wesley came on the scene did the evangelist ministry finally come back on the scene. Until then, it was lost. Not until the charismatic renewal movement in the 60s did the prophetic ministry return. And only in the past few years has the apostle with a small a is being restored in the slow process, but it is. Even the concept of the teacher was lost as well, but is often seen in the pastor. So it took all of these centuries to restore what was lost from the first century model. And it was men who lost it. Did nothing cease because God stopped it? Yet men stopped it. And men didn't even, after a while, didn't even know it had been stopped. It took revelation into the Word of God to begin to restore it. Martin Luther realized that he started a process. He said, he and the reformers all said that they started a Reformation restoration, that they didn't in any way finish it, and that it was to be an ongoing thing until all was restored. They did their parts. It's up to us to finish the job, to see what else is missing, and what else is in the Acts model of the church in restoring. But back to the apostles, and this is controversial, I know. It may be uncomfortable to some to you. But the question arises, what is an apostle? A lot of pastors are asking that today. If it's being restored, what is an apostle today in modern times? And who sends them out? The word itself means one who is sent. The word apostle means one who is sent. The apostle must have evidence that the Lord himself sent him through the Lord's directive, his audible voice. Well, here we are coming into another commercial break, and we'll continue to talk about what the apostle is and what needs to be restored in the church today.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player.
Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multiwave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Good morning again. This is the Prophetic Watchman Show, and you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and I'm Ken Uptegrow. We are expecting some guests this morning, so stay tuned. We are teaching right now on what was lost from the Acts model of the church. And by Acts model, I mean the book of Acts in the New Testament that tells the history of the church. For a number of years, during the time when the apostles, the original 12 apostles, were ministering. Actually, there are 23 apostles mentioned by name in the New Testament, and a number of them are mentioned in the book of Acts. In fact, the word Acts is short for Acts of the Apostles. That's the full name of the book. So I encourage you to read the book of Acts and see what actually happened in the first century. You know, we read it and it never occurs to us, well, why don't we do that today? So, well, because I got lost. Well, where did it get lost? Why did it get lost? And is it to be all restored? And if so, how much of it is restored so far? And how much isn't? We need to finish whatever was not finished. And I was talking about apostles. And on that note, you know, in the book of Acts, we constantly see that the communication between God and man. And in fact, in John 10:27, Jesus said, "My sheep know my voice." And the word voice is phoné. And it means, or breath. And so it means audible voice. It means we can hear him. He does speak to us. So a relationship with Jesus Christ is one in which he talks to us, we talk to him, and it is a relationship. And that's what Christianity really is all about, a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Well, I get excited about that and get away from my lesson. So who sends the apostle? And if he is a true apostle, Jesus sends him with his anointing and a purpose to reinstate lost understanding of the scriptures and to bring the church into maturity. An apostle is called to reinstate the principles of the word in the ancient path that has been covered over for centuries and has been lost to the church. My eyes are blurring here, folks. I haven't had my first cup of coffee yet. It is a sign of the apostle's hand, a ministry to reveal the revelations and lost treasures that are originally in the word, which we were given in the earlier days of the church. He is to put her back on her footing. By her, we're talking about the church, not laying again the first foundation of the church, which is Jesus Christ. That was done centuries ago by the first apostles. He pulls down the false structures that men in religion have built up over the true foundation. The true structure will be full of truth, faith, and grace. I'm reading a definition of what an apostle is here. The apostle himself will be dedicated to the Word of God continually in the study of it and making it the first priority of his life. This is a lifetime pursuit for him as he continually comes into revelation of the Lord. The half-gospel of this hour is wobbling and will finally fall because it is only partly true. And many will be deceived by it. What is the fruit of this gospel? The size of a congregation is not the measure of success if built by men. The apostle himself will never try to control the people, but through the impartation of the anointing will encourage the people and show them the highway to holiness so that they may walk in the kingdom and be clean. So the apostle is the father figure of the body of Christ. And Paul said that he was humble. And I think that one of the major signs of an apostle, therefore, will be, as Paul described himself, as humble and one who came preaching the gospel. I tried to keep this history lesson short so as to not bore you too much, so let me end that subject by suggesting you buy my book that is titled Donning the Next Great Move of God. Most of what I'm teaching you today came out of chapter 7 of my book. Once again, the name of my book is Donning the Next Great Move of God. Here is a simple but profound spiritual law. If anything is of God, it is because God is doing it, with or without our involvement. Since the church, which is the kingdom of God, is his work and his responsibility, he will complete it. Our responsibility is merely to be faithful to work alongside his people. We are simply his instruments who bind Satan and loose God's will in Jesus' name. Pardon me. The same passage in Scripture that speaks of the falling away also speaks of the man of sin who will be revealed. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 in the King James Version, it says, in verse 3, it says, "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there's some come some falling away, come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. And verse 4 says, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Whatever future fulfillment this Second Thessalonians warning still carries in our mysterious boy, guys, I sure wish my wife would give me a cup of coffee. Whatever future fulfillment this Second Thessalonians warning still carries in its mysterious folds, the fact is that numerous times throughout Israel's turbulent history, the Holy Spirit was already desecrated and taken over by pagan powers and false messiahs who sought domination of the known world. Most scholars tell us that this temple in verse 4 is Herod's temple. But since it was destroyed in A.D., I should back up here. Herod's temple, most people know it as Solomon's temple, but Solomon's temple was destroyed and then it was rebuilt. And then just in Jesus' time, King Herod completely restored it. And so it became known as Herod's temple at that time. But since this temple, too, was destroyed in A.D. 70, these scholars say it will have to be rebuilt in the future so that this man of sin can sit in it and declare himself to be God. These same scholars also tell us that every individual believer and all believers collectively constitute the temple of the Holy Spirit. In fact, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 in the King James says, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? So you folks, if you're a born-again Christian, the Holy Spirit dwells in you, and you, your body is a temple. This verse can just as easily be understood to say, don't you know that individually you are a temple of God, and that the omnipresent Spirit of God, being one and not many, dwells in every believer collectively and simultaneously? In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 22, it says, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. So this is saying that we are being builded together means that collectively all of us Christians are the habitation of God through the Spirit. But so collectively and individually we are. What we are seeing here is the Old Testament temple and the New Testament temple being contrasted. These scriptures show us that in context, the temple can be interpreted to be either physical or spiritual. It can either be a physical location like the old temple. Actually, it was only in the early days that God indwelled the Solomon's temple and never indwelled the Herodian temple. But the Holy Spirit does indwell you and me if we're born again Christians. Solomon built the original temple of for God's presence, but God's plan was to dwell directly with his people apart from any temple. The temple was symbolic, and sometimes God's presence was manifest there, but the temple was not to be looked upon as the place where God dwells. In 1 Chronicles chapter 17, 22, and 28, I hope you're taking notes on these verses, chapters and verses, so that you can look them up. In these chapters 17, 22, and 28, we see that God did not tell King David to build his temple. It was David's desire to do that. God was satisfied with the tent that David built to house the ark, but he gave David permission to have Solomon build a temple, but with the understanding that God would have another descendant of the Davidic dynasty build a house that God would dwell in. Acts 15 shows us a prophecy in Amos concerning the temple. By Acts 15, I mean chapter 15, folks. So let me read verses 16 and 17. After this I will return and will build again the temple of David, which has fallen down, and I will build again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up, that the residue of men might seek after the Lord and all the Gentiles, upon whom my name is called, saith the Lord, who doth all these things. This was a prophecy concerning Jesus as the last and eternal king in David's lineage. Okay, and we're going to read, and this is shown in 1 Chronicles chapter 17, verses 11 and 13. And it shall come about when your days are filled that you must go to be with your fathers, that I will set up one of your descendants after you, who shall be of your sons, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build for me a house, and I will establish his throne forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. The New King James says in verse 12, Jesus is the one who will build a house for me. If we believe that God is omnipresent, then we believe that he is everywhere, and a temple can't contain him. In Isaiah 66, verse 1, God said, thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that she built unto me? Since the falling away and the man of sin are mentioned in the same sentence, we get the impression that these two events can be a one and the same event, or are at least related. Why did God want the temple destroyed? That's my opinion. God did want it destroyed. Some scholars make the point that Jesus declared himself to be the temple. They argue that when Jesus was telling the Samaritan woman about the coming destruction of the temple, he was telling her that he was the temple. And if you take the notes, that's John chapter 4, verses 21 through 24, and chapter 2, verses 19 through 21. Even a cursory search of the word temple in the Bible will begin to show us that these scholars are probably right. Jesus was the temple and not the Herodian temple. It was the temple issue that came up with decisive force during the Lord's mock trial. And I'm going to show you that in the scripture from Matthew 26. 59-61. Now the chief priests and the whole council kept trying to obtain false testimony against Jesus in order that they might put him to death. And they did not find anyone, even though many false witnesses came forward. But later on, two came forward and said, this man stated, I am able to destroy the temple of God and to rebuild it in 3 days. This was the real issue, the danger which Jesus' life and words brought against the false religion system of that time was with the temple in its heart gave judicial opening to the final blow, in which they say, they charge, they ask, they demand an answer to tell us whether you are the Christ, the Son of God. As recorded in Matthew 26:63, folks, the Pharisees and Sadducees based their authority upon the temple, the Solomon's temple, well, the Herod and temple, and without it they had none. So when it was destroyed, they were also destroyed, folks. We're coming into another break, and when we come back, I will tell you about Jesus versus the temple and get a better understanding of what the temple of God is today.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Well, we are listening to the Prophetic Watchman Show on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and I am Kenneth Upticgrove, and we're into the closing of this hour. So let me invite you again to write down my web address, which is www.arkhaven.org, A-R-K-H-A-V-E-N, no dashes or spaces or any such thing. And my email address is ken@arkhaven.org, K-E-N. at arkhaven.org. And if the Holy Spirit is prompting you to send a donation to help support this ministry, you will see a PayPal logo on my website to click on, and you can do that. You can also order a signed book from me using the PayPal system. We are not tax exempt, but that leaves us free to say whatever the Holy Spirit is leading us to say on this show. And we thank you very much for all the contributions that have come in. On the RBN's network website, you will see I should give you their web address so you can get it, the republicbroadcasting.org, www.republicanbroadcasting.org, with no spaces or dashes or anything. Treated as one word. On their website, you'll see a button to click called Programs/Hosts, and there you will see all of the hosts of all of the shows, and there you'll find mine as well. And in just a little bit, I imagine Carl Sanders will be calling, and you'll see his right up there, too, in a picture of Carl Sanders. And once again, I'd like to tell you about my book, is Donning the Next Great Move of God. The first two pages of all 21 chapters are on my website for you to read. You can order my book from my website, or you can get it at Amazon.com or at virtually any bookstore. Then in the next hour, I will go back to teaching about the state of the church, what was lost, when it was lost, and when it was regained, or still in the process of being restored. And so I consider myself sometimes a Reformation restorationist, like Martin Luther, doing my part in restoring more of what was lost from the Acts model in the first three centuries of the church. In the next hour here, Carl Sanders will be calling, and I'm assuming that also that I will be hearing from Denny McGriff, and we'll continue with our teaching. My show is dedicated to Jesus Christ. I am a minister of Jesus Christ. I try to identify with all of evangelical Christianity as a student of church history. I feel I'm qualified to do that. And as I gain experience on this show, this is my fifth one, I think. I am getting more professional, and I trust that you will stay with me over the years as we continue in this ministry. Okay, we're coming into the next hour. Please stay with us and wait to hear our guests.
Silver have been a source of true wealth for you.